Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mr. Mayor, New Mexico, 250,000 absentee ballot requests. That's 30 times the number of people who'd voted this way in 2016.
It is an effort being made primarily by the Democratic Party to elevate the number of people that participate in the voting process and to make sure that they do so with the appropriate distance between them so that, in fact, there's no threat of this pandemic being exacerbated by such voting activities. It'll also ensure that people who previously have not voted will get the chance to do so.
But one of the questions, Stan, that's going to come out is that it's one thing if you ask for ballots. It's another thing if you have the elections departments mail them out to everybody on the voter rolls. And it's a simple question of math. There are 20 million, for example, registered voters about in California. If, let's say, on any given day, and I think Mayor Brown would agree with this, 5% or about 1 out of 20 is either moved on to another address or deceased or some other reason isn't there to get the ballot if it comes to their door. Right, Mayor?
That is in fact correct. But you got to understand that that's the way it's been all the time that we've had the absentee ballot process going on.
Okay,
we've never had any evidence of any great fraud as a result.
You don't need fraud. It's not about fraud. What it is about is you're going to have hundreds of thousands of ballots being mailed out to the wrong address to people that are dead, and you're going to have story after story of somebody sitting at 123 Main Street and holding up 10 ballots that were delivered to people that no longer live there and or to people that are deceased. And each one of those is a story that casts doubt on the true count.
Am I hearing Phil McGeer, or is that Trump? It sounds like the assumption is there's something fraudulent that is going to occur in this election because of all these ballots being sent out. I reject that theory. I reject that argument
completely. Whoa. This is not Donald Trump talking. This is somebody that covers government. Whether it's the DMV or the unemployment department, if there's pressure put on the system and the spotlight put on that pressure point, you're going to see leaks, and that's going to be fodder for Fox News and everybody else. Yes or no, Mayor Brown?
No, I disagree, Phil. I do not believe you can start out with the assumption that an accelerated, wonderful process in this democracy of making it convenient for everybody to vote, because there may be some errors in where you send them based upon Willie Brown moving from the St. Regis to the Millennium Towers and not telling anybody. Yes, that is a possibility, but you cannot assume that this is Chicago, where you vote from the graveyard if you choose to do so.